Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
An Erio's original.
Playcation! Hi, everyone, and welcome to Playcation.
The unpacking.
The results are in, and there has been a landslide of a vote in favor of Amanda's Hokkaido Playcation, and I am not surprised. That was a Playcation for the books.
Well, I have to say, I think I just hit a nerve with the soft serve. And people were also really taken with the emotional arc of the Aya Diane relationship.
Yes, they were. I'll tell you, you brought, and I guess this is a hot button thing, but I love soft serve and I love crab, and you hit both of those really hard. Oh, and I love cheese. You hit those really hard, and as soon as you were telling me your Playcation, I was like, yeah, I would take your Playcation in a heartbeat. This is where it's at.
I mean, yeah, I enjoyed planning it, and thank you for everyone who voted for me. I think it was a 70-30.
70.7% to 29.3%, 116 votes. So the biggest landslide in Playcation history.
Yes.
And I'll say it again, rightly so. I will definitely, if I ever go to Hokkaido, I will be taking your suggestions and running with them.
And that's all any of us could ever want.
Let's get to some thoughts people had. Candace writes, Amanda almost had me with the soft serve, but I like the way Maria interpreted traveling with the kids better. And who doesn't want to travel with Tom Hiddleston? Now, I will say there were a lot of people that had your view on Henry Rinaldo, who was the high-powered New York chef, the hottest bad boy chef of New York. You know, you guys had problems with the way he treated his kids and me. And what I have to say to that is, look, people learn, and he learned. And if you guys don't want to give him a second chance, then maybe it's time to look inside yourselves.
I mean, I disagree. I hated him, and I was really pretty upset that Penny gave up her career.
She didn't. Remember, she wrote that story in Vanity Fair, and that's what brought him back to her.
Okay, that's right. Well, let's hear. So there's now a fan account called Harry Albert. All right, so you guys should all follow that. And they say, Maria planned a lovely trip, but I had to go with Amanda, who took us on a journey. Plus, Penny can do better.
And I guess, but when we do think about the amount of static cling she had and her inability to figure that out, you know, who's going to love her if not for Henry Rinaldo? Tasha, at Tasha Alina. Oh, and did I say who did the first one? The first one was at Candace Marie RN. At Tasha Alina says, despite my shellfish allergy, I voted Amanda because if you're going to die, might as well do it in Hokkaido after some hot springs and beer.
I mean, a shellfish allergy has got to be tough going to Hokkaido.
Yeah. At Capt Snake Arms says, two excellent stories as usual, but I voted Amanda because of the more satisfying emotional arc, though I disagree with the decision to resurrect Tomoko. A missed opportunity for some end-of-trip widower romance. Also, it turns out I correctly solved the clowner's riddle, and that is correct. Eric Hawkins, who is Captain Snake Arms, was the first person to get Prince Edward Island mere minutes after it was put onto the Erio's Twitter account.
Well, good job. And then Allison Koth says, this was the hardest vote yet. Soft serve tour almost had me, but I really fell in love with the fall foliage and married waterfalls with Penny and Tom Hiddleston, I mean Henry.
I do want to point out that someone else did get the Prince Edward Island riddle, and I just want to say who that was. That was Lucy Farber at Your Baby Teeth. Did get it as well.
Shout out to Lucy.
Someone did say, and I can't find who it is at the moment, but they did say they pointed out a plot hole in yours, Amanda, which is and it's not a plot hole if you explain it. But why, when you called Tomoko's husband, did he not say Tomoko's not dead?
I already explained this on Twitter.
Oh, okay, I didn't see.
Language barrier.
Okay. And that's all we needed. And thank you.
At Steffi Needs Adventure called us out for some rule breaking. She says, ladies, you've been playing fast and loose with the restrictions. Maria, even if in the end you got the guy, this was not a romantic getaway. And Amanda, a child showing up 2 days in does not equal traveling with kids, especially when you're downing sake with the kids sitting across the table from you.
Fair.
Well, like, listen, you don't know how I travel with kids.
Look, I think what we're learning here is we do spin a wheel of adventure where you do have to connect a lot of dots that you wouldn't normally connect in normal life. And so sometimes it gets a little hairy in the details and we do our best. But yes, a point taken. And I do think that having romantic getaway and then the travel surprise being like travels with kids, or having an eat, pray, love and then having the travel surprise be travels with kids, did make it hard to insert kids into the story. Yeah,
for sure. And you did a good job with that. So did you.
I think,
thank you.
Now, let's get to some emails. Now, we've got an email that is in response to our Berlin episode, and the subject is Berlin with a stubbed toe. Amanda and Maria, I'm really enjoying the new podcast. This week's episode was kind of eerie. I once took a solo trip to Berlin and badly stubbed my toe the night before. Attached is a picture of my toe at the airport. I ended up having to treat with an orthopedist when I got back. Keep up the good work, and I hope you enjoy this weird email.
Wow.
And I do have a picture of his stubbed toe here, but, you know.
Is it bad?
It's black and blue. You know, it doesn't look comfortable.
Okay.
Now we have another email, subject Clooney style. Hi, Amanda and Maria. Saw an ad for this on Facebook and immediately thought of you. It's George and Amal Clooney hosting a contest to go visit them in Italy. Yes, for real. I wonder where they got this idea. Maybe from your cutting edge podcast, Playcation? Love the show and the laughs and the dreams of traveling like Clooney, or maybe to Clooney. Keep up the amazingness, Kelly.
And what's the catch? Should we enter?
Well, maybe we should. Hold on. I'm going to share my screen with you. Hold on one second. Join George and Amal Clooney in Lake Como. Oh, Maze. What? I guess it's to help with the Clooney Foundation for Justice.
Okay, so press enter now. Let's see when we would go.
Enter to win. A winner is drawn. Donations benefit a great cause. Okay, so should we enter support the Clooney Foundation for Justice today and enter for your chance to win. You can enter with 100 entries, 250, 1,000, or 2,000 entries,
and that's $10, $25, $50, and $100. I mean, here we go. Winner and guests will receive round trip flights to Lake Como, Italy, and they don't say first. And accommodations at a 4-star hotel, and they'll have lunch with George and Amal at their home. A photo opportunity and airport hotel transfer are included. They say the retail value is $3,700, and I wonder what the price tag is on a lunch with George and Amal, because that seems cheap to me.
That seems too cheap. I can't fill all this out. But if you guys know it's there, go to Omaze, and you can enter this.
Yeah.
Okay, here's another email. Hokkaido in January 2020. Hi, Big Ones. Firstly, my wife and I love the pod. The Big Ones has been the soundtrack to most of our road trips the past few years, and we'll talk about how my wife disrupted an entire bus tour in Alaska laughing so hard during an episode where your guest was telling some wild stories about a summer camp. That was the Jeremy Connor episode.
Oh my God, that was crazy.
Where he burnt the place down. Remember? Didn't he like burn the camp down?
Yeah, that was crazy. I had to go back and listen because I forget the details, but I remember that was like insane.
Secondly, and on topic, I've been to Hokkaido and wanted to share some recs.
Oh, amazing.
I got to go to Japan in late January 2020 before the pandemic on a business trip during Chinese New Year. We toured multiple sites, starting with a plant in Fukushima, and then we traveled to Hokkaido to visit Obihiro. We flew into Sapporo from Fukushima and took a train to Obihiro. It was a scenic trail ride through snow-covered forest. Wow. We stayed at this hotel. Let me... the Dormy Inn Obihiro Natural Hot Spring.
Okay, yeah, this looks nice.
When we were in Obihiro, I don't know if I'm saying that right, after work, we went to Kita no Hatai, which was the district of these cool small restaurants. It was so fun to go to and sit in the small restaurants and talk to locals that we went back here a second time. Oh, that's really cool. Another highlight was the Wagyu ribeye grade Ooh. A5 snow beef we had Ooh. That was famous from Hokkaido. More highlights being food after work. We lucked out and arranged the trip to stay over the weekend in Obihiro and were able to go skiing before having to travel to Osaka. Lunch at the ski resort was delicious. Chicken katsu with curry, the best. Mm. After the long day of skiing, I realized the hotel hot spring. I was a little freaked out due to the public nudity expectation at first, but after I got in, it was so wonderful. A cultural experience my coworker and I both thought. We traveled back to Osaka on Sunday and spent one more day touring before flying back to the States. Japan was great. I would love to get back to Hokkaido in the summer, like on the pod, but winter was so special. You guys are the best. Thanks for the fun new format and all the joy and laughs you share.
Well, thank you for writing in with your recommendations. I think your Hokkaido winter trip sounds so fun.
And he's just shared a couple food pictures, which I just want to share with you.
Oh, here's, that katsu. I think
this chicken katsu.
Oh, it looks amazing.
And then, let's see, he's got the Wagyu ribeye with the chef. That's beautiful.
That's amazing. That's my favorite part about Japan is just stumbling into some small, like, hole-in-the-wall restaurant, and it's, like, amazing, and you get to talk to the people there, and it's just so, so fun.
All right, we've got another email here. Hi, Amanda and Maria. I had to write in to let you know how much I'm enjoying Playcation. I don't usually write into things, except for that time I asked you for advice about dealing with my friend who was writing disturbing revenge stories in our creative writing group. But I love how you turn every trip into a cool story, and I've been Google image searching along with each episode, discovering lots of stuff about the places you're going to. Loved looking at the flower fields and soft serve ice cream in Hokkaido today. Please do this podcast every summer. Best wishes, Lucy.
Lucy!
Lucy! That's so nice. Thank you so much. And then we have a voicemail here.
This message is for Rebecca and Maria and the Big One.
Seems to be calling me Rebecca. So just everyone know that Amanda's name is Rebecca for this voicemail. And Lauren, don't worry about it.
I love the show. I write about it all the time in my newsletter, podcast newsletter. And I love Playcation. And I would love you two to do an episode on Disney World. I'm a regular Disney World vacationer, and I haven't been since before the pandemic because Florida, and I miss it so much. And I know that Rebecca was a Disney princess, and I'm sure that she would have great tips for making the most of a Disney World or Disneyland vacation. I listen to anything you two say, so I will enjoy Playcation no matter where you go, but this episode is getting me so excited. It's still a hole in my heart where Disney World used to be. My next trip is scheduled for January, and it feels very far away. So thanks for everything you two do. Bye.
Well,
thank you.
Thank you, Lauren. And just to shout out again, Lauren's newsletter is called Podcast the Newsletter. Google it, subscribe. She does really amazing podcast reviews. She's written up The Alarmist and Placation, and she's been very supportive of Erios, and she's a great writer, and she's got great recommendations, great insight. So definitely check that out. And I'm excited about her idea that we do Disney World.
I am too. And you've been, correct, to Disney World?
I've been a couple times.
See, I've never been, and I feel like I would, that, so it is a scary idea to kind of dive in, because I don't, it would kind of be like Berlin in like the amount of stuff to have to choose from, and not being able to get my bearings.
Okay.
I'm excited to do it, but I feel like it is something that I'm going to have to prepare for, because it is, you know, because I'm so excited to go to Disney World. I've never been in it. I want to go there so bad.
Now, I have maybe an idea. Maybe for the Disney World episode, to make it even, we each get to bring on a mentor.
Ooh, that's a really good idea. So you and do you bring on someone that's never been, and then I bring on someone that has been?
Yeah, or because like I've been maybe, you know, I've been like two or three times, and I've never gone super deep. Like, but I know people.
Yeah.
And so like you could bring on like a mentor, and then I could maybe bring on someone to like assist me, and that way it would be more even.
Yeah, I feel like this is something that's a definite, definite possibility. So,
because I'm already reeling, like maybe like Taryn, does he go to Disneyland, Disney World?
Oh yeah.
So like maybe
Taryn Killam, big one's guest. He's a Disney head. He loves Disney. I think he's been to Disney World, but I can't be sure. I'm sure if he's listening to this, he's screaming. But I just can't be sure.
And I actually got interviewed by the Wall Street Journal about my Disney World recommendations.
Wow.
Yeah. And they did one of those like pen tap drawings of me. And I was like in print in the Wall Street Journal giving my Disney World recommendations. This was maybe 2 years ago. Let me look if I can find it. Amanda Lund, Wall Street Journal.
That's so cool.
Yeah. But I did, in full disclosure, I outsourced some of them. Because I had to, like, I have friends who really know about it just because I did used to work at Disney. And so, like, I got the inside track, if you know what I mean.
I see you, Amanda. I see your pen drawing.
You do? Yeah, it's cool, right?
Yeah, that's so cute. Real quick, I've been asking you guys to write reviews on Apple Podcasts. It really helps to rate and review. And so we've said, you guys rate and review. We'll read your reviews here on our unpacking episodes. Here's a couple of them. Summer Teachin writes, amazing show. Just one of the many amazing shows from Erios. Bybuck writes, funny and informative, but. And Bybuck did only give us 4 stars. He withheld 1 star, or she.
What's the but?
Why don't you include the links that you are both looking at and talking about so that we can see the properties too? It's difficult for the listeners to try and imagine what you're describing. Google Map.
And I
would say, you know, a simple 5-star with a comment like that would be great too, but we'll take the 4 stars. Johnny DeKalb writes, a vacation without the hassle. I don't need to get out of bed to be transported by Amanda and Maria to exotic and wonderful destinations. I'd love to go back to Costa Rica if you get a chance. That's a little recommendation.
Oh, that'd be a good one.
So yeah. Please rate and review. You guys, please email us at thebigonespodcast@gmail.com. Call us at 626-604-6262 or tweet us at The Big Ones Pod. Thank you guys so much for listening. We're having a blast traveling in our minds.
It's so fun, and you're all making it the most fun with all your feedback, so keep that coming, and we'll see you next week, because we are going to Prince Edward Island, Canada.
I can't wait. I'm sorry. I'm getting hungry.
I know. It's nap time.
All right, guys. Time. Well, we'll see you. We'll see you next time on Playcation.
Earios.
Powered by Acast.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.